This is Madeline Kimmel, and I'm here interviewing my mom. So, first of all, I'd like to ask, because I'm 14, how was your life like when you were my age?
Well, when I was your age, I wasn't into school like you are. I was into, like, not going to school. My parents didn't get along with each other, and it was, my brother had died the year before, so I was kind of depressed, but I wasn't getting help with it. And eighth grade was the worst because my brother had just died and I felt like everybody looked at me weird, you know, and his teachers, I had all this, I was at the same school he went to. I was really self-conscious and I ran away from home. The summer I was 15, I was only gone for the weekend, but when I came back, my parents said they decided to send me to boarding school, which really was the best thing that ever happened to me at that, but up to that point.
What was so great about boarding school?
It was great to get away from my parents and to be independent. It was really wonderful for me to kind of, I was able to reinvent myself. Nobody knew my past there, so it was really great. It was like a fresh start.
What memories did you make there?
Well, it was just a wonderful place. It was a farm, and they had animals. And then there was lots of physical work, which is really good for me. And then the schoolwork wasn't so bad. I don't really remember that much about the schoolwork. They had a dormitory, and they had cabins, these little cabins. So 6 months out of the year, you either lived in the dorm or in the little cabin with a wood-burning stove. But because I had gotten a cat, a kitten from a friend of mine, they said I couldn't have the cat on campus. So there was an abandoned treehouse up on the ridge. And so I said, fine. And they didn't stop me from doing it. It was like about a mile away up on a ridge. So every night I just went up to the top of this hill and I had to sort of climb through up to the treehouse where I had a sleeping bag and a little kerosene stove. And I slept there for almost a year.
So it already sounds like living on a farm and living in the woods practically really connected you with nature.
Yes.
How do you think being outside of a town and kind of just being in the middle of nowhere and the nature changed you?
Well, it gave me a spirituality that I didn't really have before. Like I really felt connected and powerful. Well, I mean, I felt like I became kind of like and more of an animal myself.
And do you still think about that regularly?
Yeah, I feel like I always remember how amazing that was. That's sort of where I get my, like I'm not religious, like I didn't really connect in church, but I did connect with the earth and with the power of nature. That's my, where why I do believe in God. It's Mother Earth, and it's all through nature that I get that connection.